Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
Can beavers protect votes? And can voters protect beavers? This is the road to February 25th. This show is all about the general elections. We talk about campaign issues, the promises from the candidates, endorsements, debates, and the voting process itself. And today's big hard fact is that it's exactly 23 days until the general elections on February 25th, 2023. 23 days, Lagos. It's 3 weeks and 2 days away. Election will come before your next salary. Time is running out for everyone, especially voters. This is the time to get your PVC, to make up your mind on who to support and take the steps needed to protect your votes. And this show is here to help you with all of the above. So let's talk about the Oshun wreck accusing politicians and INEC staff of bypassing beavers. Then, let's talk about the Tinubu campaign locking horns with Asorok. But first, let's talk about Nyesom Wike saying he won't publicly endorse a presidential candidate. He's the River State governor, of course. He says he never promised to endorse anyone on TV. He was responding to Dakuku Peterside. Peterside is an APC leader in River State. He's the immediate past DG of Nimasa. He also ran for governor against Mwike in 2015. And Peterside dared Mwike to endorse a candidate openly. Because remember, Mwike had previously said he was not supporting Tinubu. Atiku, his party's candidate. He also said he would announce his preferred candidate soon. He said that. That's why Peterside challenged him to do so. But here's what Wike responded. He said, quote, "I never told anybody one day I will bring a camera and announce to you this is who I will go. I said I will tell Rivers people the candidates they will support. I did not tell you the method of saying it. I did not tell you I will bring live coverage and say it. But Rivers people know." End quote. Now, Wike's opponents are saying that he's being clever by half. Do you agree? Because, I mean, when a governor says they will announce their endorsement soon, doesn't that imply a public endorsement? Because bear in mind, Wike endorsed his candidates openly in 2019 when he was governor and in 2015 when he was a Guba candidate. Do you think that there's a reason why he doesn't want to talk? There's some suggestion he's afraid of the PDP sanctioning him for anti-party activities. Others think that he may be worried that Rivers people will reject his choice. And speaking of Rivers people, let me repeat something that Wike said there. He said, "I will tell Rivers people the candidates that they will vote." Interesting choice of words. "I will tell Rivers people the candidates that they will support." Is Wike suggesting that he alone will decide who the entire state and all its voters will support? Has he gone camera shy? Has Wike gone camera shy? Why? 01465-7190. That's for women. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. Share your thoughts there. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. What do you think is happening with this Mickey thing? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling, sir. What's your name?
Thank you, sir. This is Victor.
Victor, what do you think is happening with Wike here?
Hey, Victor, before I talk to
you.
So, thank you very much. Please, I want you people to tell Nigeria to leave Nnamdi Kanu alone. That's what I want to say this evening.
Well, we're not talking about Nnamdi Kanu, but thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Ahmed.
Welcome, Hamid.
For calling from Banana Island.
Good to have you on the show, Hamid.
Thank you very much. On the issue of Wiki, I am completely disappointed in him.
Okay. Why?
He should remain as a neutral person. He's the first executive governor. Let me say he's the number one citizen of River State for now.
Okay.
But that does not give him the capacity to say he's going to decide for the whole entire River State. Now he has promised that by January 5th, he's the one that said it. Now he has forgotten most of the things he said. That by January 5th, he's going to announce where he belongs. Now, up to now, he has not. Means he's out to deceive Nigerians, he's out to deceive someone like me, that I like him.
Okay.
I like him, and I like him as a man of his word. But now I am completely disappointed. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got a Valentine Leotara on Facebook who says, Wike is a wise politician. He knows his people might not go with him. If LP wins, he'll say, I told you, without saying anything. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Yeah, I'm fine. My name is Deji. I'm calling from Ojoto.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, when you don't you don't see it coming, when he was angry with Atiku and he was thinking, okay, if he was making a threat then that he's going to disgrace PDP by mentioning his own preferred candidate, you know. But, you know, when he not think about it, that if I mention it, might not be politically relevant again in Nigeria. So
okay.
I think he had to withdraw it back.
You think that's what's happening here?
Yeah, and again, the money he spent during the primaries might be another problem because, EFCC might be knocking on his door after leaving the office. So he has to be, mindful of how he's going to oppose the ruling party, which is APC. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. Lagos, is Wike suddenly camera shy? Has he gone camera shy? He says he never promised to endorse anyone on TV. He was responding to Dakuku Peter's side. Peter's side is an APC leader in River State, immediate past DG of Nemasa, ran for governor against Wike in 2015, and he dared Wike to endorse a candidate openly. Because we all know Wike said, I'm not supporting Atiku. He also said he will announce his preferred candidate soon. So that's why Peter's side challenged him. And said, I'm going to go and do it. Wike said, I never told anybody that I will bring a camera and announce to you this is who you will go. I said I will tell Rivers people the candidates they will support. I did not tell you the method of saying it. I did not tell you I will bring live coverage and say it. But Rivers people know. End quote. His opponents are saying he's being clever by half. Do you agree? And like I said before the break, when a governor says they will announce their endorsement soon, it doesn't that imply public announcement, public endorsement? Because this is someone that endorsed his candidates in 2019, in 2015. Is there a reason Wike doesn't want to talk now? Some people think that he's afraid of PDP sanctioning him for anti-party activities. Some others think maybe Rivers people will reject his choice. And again, back to that comment he made, I will tell Rivers people the candidate they will support. Is he suggesting that he alone will decide who the entire state and all its voters will support? You know, say, I like English well. And I always say that words mean things. So there's a difference between will and should. Should, na suggestion. Will, you say, na waiting go happen be that. What do you think is happening with Wike, Lagos? Has he gone camera shy? Why? 0700-993-993-993. That's women. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, it's Victor, yeah.
Victor, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm not at the weekend.
Okay.
And I'm for zero.
Okay.
I think he has gone camera shy now. Somebody cannot put his word. I don't think he will openly endorse anybody, as far as I'm concerned. He will not, because he doesn't know who will win. Because if Tinubu wins, he will be in soup if he did not endorse him. If Atiku wins, Owagula. So I think he will just to play this policy here and there and make sure he did not match somebody. So that is what he's doing now.
All right. Victor says Wike is doing self-preservation now. Do you agree with Victor? 99.3, hello.
President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
I beg you, speak English, Daddy. This is your senior special advisor.
Welcome.
Thank you. You see, for me, me myself, they are not helping matters about Wike. Trying to put any small thing, Wike. We not go drink water, drop a cup, Wike. If he get the liver, make him mention, maybe he said on January 5th, that he went 15 to announce who they will vote for. See, must not be Lagos, though. See, must not be Lagos. All these boo boo are waiting to do since now, he don't come down. He won't call camera. Maybe he's used to using the camera and the television. How come he won't call them now? Like I said, Rivers is not Lagos. He can't save whoever you say they should vote for. The Rivers people will vote for them. PDP just sidelined. They've moved on. Nobody will sanction him. PDP made Mwike. Mwike did not make PDP. All these people say, oh, we thank Mwike. He didn't build anything. Who is Mwike before? Local government chairman. Just you are a governor for 8 years. Then people are saying, Mwike. PDP has moved on. Thank you, President Sandra.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Well, Wike is quite the astute politician, to be honest with you. You know, before he was local government chairman, he was quite the grassroots mobilizer, then became local government chairman. While as local government chairman, he was quite the grassroots mobilizer. He then became chief of staff. From chief of staff, he then rose a bit more and was also still mobilizing at the grassroots level. He's one of the most formidable politicians out of Rivers States, that one of the most formidable politicians in River State history, if we're keeping it a buck. So is it accurate to say who is Wike? And you know, I don't know. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Godwin, calling from IKT.
Welcome, Godwin.
Yeah, please, I so much appreciate the answer you gave to that, Chris. Wike is a strong politician in the South and a controller of South. Wike, I think, is second to the most intelligent politician. And somebody say, who is just Wike? Wike is playing along. He's playing along and he's watching the dynamics that are unfolding. At the appropriate time, you don't need Wike to carry press crew to come and announce. From the best I know, he has told his local government chairman. And Wike has long followership. Any direction Wike announces today, Rivers people, they love him. You see, don't you know that the vice president named him Mr. Project, and he won the best performing governance award, and was given an award by Buhari. Wike is a governor to reckon with in Nigeria. So, Christopher, sorry, you don't know anything about Wike. Wike will announce, and he has told the president will announce. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Again, I mean, this is someone, Wike is someone that fought Amechio. Eh? Amechio was a sitting governor. And Wike fought a sitting River State governor. A River State governor is one of the most powerful politicians in the country because of just how much money they have access to. And Yeson Wike, who was outside of the system, fought a River State, a sitting governor, to a standstill. One River State in 2015. The argument that was used in 2015 was federal might. But in 2019, federal might was now on Amechi's side. Wike still won again. So, Wike is not just anybody. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. Okay. The truth remains that PDP gave Wiki the platform.
PDP what?
PDP gave Wiki the platform.
The platform, okay.
And he has so far used the platform to market himself as a relevant position. But that relevance, I mean, that relevance is past the baby.
Okay.
And if care is not taken, it will become one of the major issues.
Okay.
And then politics is concerned.
Okay.
As somebody has said on this program, PDP already moved on.
Okay.
If PDP loses today, it can never be arrogant to the father with a drink of them.
Okay.
If PDP wins, the same thing.
Okay.
He has just one vote. And at this point, I'm not sure Wike can convince anybody to on who to vote for. Because he himself is not consistent.
He's the leader of the G5, or he convinced the whole five governors of five states, or four states, sorry. Okay.
You see what is happening in your state? The man needs the election. He's not in the same class with Wike. Wike doesn't need anything. He has done it 2 times. So he only wanted to waste people's time, and the earlier everybody wakes up, the better.
All right.
So Wike, whoever is still following Wike at this time is just waiting their time.
Okay.
With or without Wike, the election will take place, and winner will eventually emerge.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am? Hello, ma'am.
Anonymous,
welcome.
Okay, I'm very interested in Wike's issue. But the point is, people are saying Wike is Wike. For me, Wike is good in terms of politically strong.
Anonymous, are you there? Oh, Anonymous, the connection to you isn't very great. It keeps coming in and out. 99.3.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Dende. So I wonder how we Nigerians, how we relate to issues.
Okay.
See, politicians, they are very smart. That is why Nigerians will continue to follow them wherever they go, even if they want to push Nigerians to the ditch. Why do people celebrate Wike or any politician? If Wike leave power today, he has sorted that himself. Somebody says he's the most intelligent, he's the most smart from year to year. Are there not better, intelligent, more smarter people than Wike? He has done all he needs to do. He has done all the rubble has been now. He has pushed himself to a corner. Even when you have all the might, you do it intelligently. It is not by going off camera to shout today and continue to talk like a loose cannon. He should put himself in a position that people will come and seek him. Okay, you can't anybody confide anything in Wike today, any secret in Wike. Because if you fight him tomorrow, we'll expose him. And he believes in this. The day I heard him saying that if he should expose Wike or what Wike does with women, the wife is leaving. Amechi's wife will pack his things and leave it. Why would you do such a thing? Because you know somebody's secret. You're not using that word to plan. Somebody is saying it's very intelligent. Intelligent from where to where. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay. That's unfortunate. Call us. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Oh, that's sad. Okay, let me take a look at messages on WhatsApp. Feta, if you can hear me, bring back my tablet. Feta took my WhatsApp tablet and it's a bit difficult for me to reach the system that has WhatsApp on it because the system in front of me doesn't have WhatsApp at the moment. So tech team, Feta, if y'all can hear me, please return my WhatsApp tablet. Thank you very much so that I'm not running from pillar to post. You know, because most of my colleagues are tall and they have long arms, they forget that some of us are short people. and our arms are short, and it can be, you know, and it can be difficult. We've got Ade from Surulere who says, Wike is trying to be smart, but like all of them, have been performing some terribly sad comedy. Wike is scared of party sanctions. That's why he hasn't got the liver to name his candidate in public. All right, Ade from Surulere, thanks for your message. We've got this message here from Engineer Chijioke. He says, Wike is a wise man. Those that are very disappointed by him thought they will have a legal grip on him. Once more, he outsmarted them. We know who he supports and his message has been very well received. There is the silence that speaks. That is the advantage of being learned. All right, Engineer Chijioke. You know, that's the interesting thing. It's like a shoe. You know, when a shoe conducts one of his numerous exercises, he will pass by and all of you are blind and all of you are touching, all of you are looking at a shoe from one corner, you know. People will say, oh, because they're seeing the red side of his shoe, they will say, oh no, he's obviously wearing a red cloth. But those on the blue side of his shoe say, oh no, he's obviously wearing a blue cloth. And the conversation will keep on going and going. Feta has returned my tablet. Thank you, Feta. Okay. We've got 2XL from AJ City. 2XL says, Do you have a hype? Okay. 2XL says, Nyesom Wike only played politics and not politics on Nigerians. He's only playing safe because Atiku is becoming unstoppable in the general elections in River State and all over the country. All right, 2XL, thank you for your message. Engineer Femi from Lakowe says, Wike said he will announce his preferred presidential candidate in January and that he will campaign with him across the country. Has he forgotten so soon? Lucky Lola says, Wike is too smart for my liking. Why is he afraid to publicly endorse his candidate? All right, Lucky, thank you for your message. Samo from Moe says, I think the best way I can describe Wike's style of politics at this point is cowardly. Okay. Anonymous from Lagos says, Wike will work for Asiwaju even in the PDP. Wike saying he will announce has done that as most of his aides have used Asiwaju's picture. Asiwaju also worked for Jonathan even in the ACN. It's politics. Not everything is for the media. We know body language more than spoken words. He also has a PDP governorship candidate, so he will be also clever with his actions as well. Okay, all right. I love all the speculation. We have a break coming up, so I'm going to take a number of other messages from social media, take that break, and then come back and talk to you. When we come back from the break, we'll pivot and talk a bit more about this conspiracy that the Tinubu camp is alleging is coming from Aso Rock. We'll talk a bit more about that war of words between Aso Rock and the Tinubu camp. One party, two camps. We'll talk about that after the break. We're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
Manchester United 3, AFC Burma 1.
News and great conversations.
Ken has never changed anybody. It has only hardened people. Please let them ban it completely.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is 5:31 at the moment. Let's talk some more about the war of words between Aso Rock and the Tinubu campaign. One party, two camps. Last week, Tinubu said the Naira redesign and fuel scarcity are attempts to sabotage him.
Ebe
After he said that 2 days ago, Nasser El-Rufai said elements in the villa are working against Tinubu because he wasn't their candidate in the primaries. Dede Alake, the campaign's media advisor, said, quote, there's nothing spectacular about what El-Rufai has said. It's even self-explanatory. He did say that some people, but he never said the president. In any organization, including your own individual media houses, you have editorial policies, and there are elements within your organization that won't agree with those policies. Yet they still work there. It is therefore not a spectacular thing. It is merely a natural phenomenon. In all organizations and institutions, you cannot have 100% of the operatives see issues the same way. For Nasser El-Rufai, governor of Kaduna State, to state the obvious, it's nothing for us to clear again. We know that mischief makers, especially from the opposition, will latch onto it, twist it out of context. That has always been the way of the opposition that we are contended with in Nigeria today. End quote. Bolai Mohammed, the information minister, says, if there's anybody who is working against any candidate, we don't know officially, end quote. And I want us to talk about this, Lagos. Is the APC splitting? Is the villa working against Tinubu? Because you have those who say, oh, this is just a ruse. This is just theater to trick people into thinking the campaign is weaker than it is. Do you think so? Do you agree? Or do you think that there is a rift? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. Share your thoughts on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Immaculata from Maryland.
Welcome, Immaculata from Maryland.
Yeah, on this case of Tinubu, it sounds like, you know, speculations here and there. Mm. We are not yet sure, but I just want to quickly chip in something.
Mm.
If truly there are allegations that, you know, according to what Tinubu claims, that they are trying to work against him,
mm.
please, I think we should look into this thing, because the Igbos might think probably it's because of Tinubu or whatever.
Okay.
Please, let's look at it this way. You said if somebody's, there's an analogy that says somebody is dying beside you, something that kills somebody beside you, just know it's telling you a proverb.
Okay.
And you should get ready.
Okay.
There's not something to rejoice over also.
Okay.
You should look at it that if these people are really trying to play games,
okay,
to bring in their people after 8 years of Northern rule,
uh-huh,
I don't think they are trying to create fairness in Nigeria. And they should look into the future, because it's not going to stabilize Nigeria.
Okay.
Whichever way they want to go. Whether they go, I think the Hausa should just back anybody up, whether from the East or the West, so that we can have a clear way.
Okay.
Because they have used 8 years. For God's sake, if you want to make Nigeria balance, you have to make everything work the way you know it can work. After all, we have people from your side, the northern side, as vices. So I think they should just not play all these games and give Nigerians a peace of mind. Because there won't be peace if another Mutana enters, because people are already leaving the country.
Okay, all right. Thank you for calling. We've got another person on the line. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Kenny, calling from First Park.
Welcome.
I'm on this line now. Okay, I've been trying, almost 800 years to try. Well, thank God that's not
just... You're here now. Welcome.
Yeah. You know, we're not trying to get to the root cause of all this infighting.
Okay.
But I listened to El-Rufai interview yesterday. I listened from the beginning to the end.
Mm.
You know, you remember we discussed this in here on Hard Facts.
Mm.
When Buhari appealed to the APC governor that they should allow him to choose his own successor, that he has given them free hand to choose their own successor in their respective state.
Mm-hmm.
But the governors refused to allow Buhari to choose his own successor. Because in that Erufai interview, he was saying that he was the one that chose his own successor. Obasanjo, that he looked for some qualities. He wants somebody younger, somebody that would be that would be hands on the work. That means he are choosing his own successor, but they did not allow Buhari to choose his own successor. And now they now want Buhari to support them in their own by choosing their own successor for Buhari. And I want Buhari to support them. I don't think it's possible, because even if I'm Buhari, I will not support them, because they choose their own successor in their own state. Then they should allow me also to make an input on who succeeds me. Obasanjo choose his own successor. Almost in all the states, even here in Lagos State, Tinubu choose his own successor for Lagos State governor. Yeah, and he even still influences all the successors in Lagos State. So why are they not allowing Buhari to choose his own successor? And they still want Buhari to support them. I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's fair. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. I don't know how I feel about this successor business, because it's not a dynasty. It's not a legacy position. It's who's the most qualified to do the job, you know? And we should all have a problem with anybody who wants to choose their successor, you know? It should be in the hands of the voters. Of course, this is something that happens, has been happening for a while, happens all over the world. But it's always up to the people to decide, this is your successor business now for your pocket too, because no be chieftaincy title, no be royal highness chair. You understand? Abi? Otherwise, when I'm leaving Hard Facts, the day I decide to leave Nigeria Info, I'll choose my successor too now. Instead of Nigeria Info to hire the most qualified person to host Hard Facts, I will say, no, this is the person that I want to do it based on criteria that I came up with by myself, you know? I want to see him. 99.3, hello. Hello? Good evening. Oh, that's unfortunate. Call us back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name? Hello? 99.3. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
I would like to be anonymous.
Okay, welcome.
So, I'm calling on the issue of Governor Wike.
Okay.
So, I think he's just trying to play smart, because this election, the results are actually undeterminable, because we have the Labour Party, APC, and PDP. And, like, I don't even... Because unlike the 2019 election, when they were just, like, change and all this stuff, so I think VK just trying to play smart, and it's just not the same person he wants to choose.
Okay.
Because... thank you, W.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling to share. Okay. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello, President Sandra.
How are you doing? Good evening, sir.
I'm doing good. Voices from VI. Yeah, President Sandra, I've not heard from my good friend, Comrade Koboko from Ata.
Okay.
Yeah, then secondly, all this politics and politicking that's going on, I want to believe that this PDP camp and APC camp, they are not ready to do anything good for Nigeria. If not, there's no need for all this drama that we're having in this country. And I blame Nigerians for all this, because we have chosen to sit back and complain rather than taking back our country from the men who have decided to make us suffer. I think February 25 is around the corner. They are taking it back, whether they like it or not.
All right. Thank you for calling, Francis. We've got 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, really, before our friends from UNICAF join us on the show. So let me go to WhatsApp and take comments there. We've got a tow from Ikorodu who says, Tinubu and his APC party are trying to get the already frustrated Nigerians to sympathize with him. He makes it look like, I'm not part of this government's failure. Eto, thank you for your message on WhatsApp. More messages coming in via WhatsApp. This one here is from Dennis. Dennis is in VI. Dennis says, I'm really excited about this Naira policy, even though it's hard on a whole lot of us, including me, because I'm finding it hard to withdraw money. I believe after this election, all this hardship will drop because government is trying hard to void vote buying by politicians. For the first time, I'm agreeing with the president on the Naira policy, but unfortunately it is wrong timing to carry it out. But at the same time, we need to start it from somewhere, especially in this coming election. Even if it is true that somebody from the presidency is trying to sabotage this government, has Tinubu forgotten how he beat his chest boasting that he brought this presidency into power? Doesn't he know that somehow it's an insult to the president, and it's the same president that he's now expecting his full support? Who does that? Dennis from VI with that message. All right, Dennis, thank you very much for your message. We've got Opeemi from Ikotun who says, Rivers State is a traditionally PDP state. It will remain so. Most of the G5 governors have abandoned Wike and he's on his own. I am an Ashiwaju supporter, but PDP will sweep Rivers State. Opeemi, thank you for your message. Hi, Sandra. My name is Ayaba from Badagry. The villa is working against any and every politician that wants to use money and thugs to win the elections. The president had announced that he will not allow any politicians mobilize thugs or money to win election. He is as good as his words. Ayaba, thank you for your message. We've got John from Ojota who says, Wike is working to give 25% in Rivers to BAT, knowing that Obi will win the state. He has worked for the people of River State. He doesn't want his political arrangements to destroy his relationship with his people, so his endorsement is off camera. All right, John from Ojota, thank you for your message. Rotimi says, Wike has lost his relevance. When you are angry and fighting, you should know your bus stop. PDP has moved on and other G5s are risking their election bid. Their story is no longer sweet. Okay. All right. Thank you for your message. We've got less than 2 minutes. Let's see how many more comments I can take. Patrick from Ogwa says, why... Patrick is talking about something else, though. Obioma says, he who pays the piper dictates the tune. Anyone undermining Wike's power will be doing that at his own peril. Why do you think he employed and paid thousands of youths before the election? I have from a reliable source that they're waiting for instructions for who to vote for or who to work for in the presidential election. I just hope they make he makes a good decision for the overall good of all Nigerians. A politician? That's sweet. We've got more messages here on WhatsApp. Let me take a look at them. Let me see. How much time do I have left? Okay, I've got a few seconds so I can afford to take this final message here. Who's going to be the lucky person? Who's going to be the lucky person? Who's going to be the lucky person? Let me see. All right, I'll take a message that just came in. Sandra, good afternoon. My question is, who actually made Buhari from ground zero? Godwin, with that question there. I'm not sure that's a question I can answer for Godwin, but Godwin, thank you very much for calling and asking, well, sending the message on WhatsApp and asking.